Music by Kane, reminding us that we have that perfect friend in Jesus. I love that. I love it. This is Kinship Radio Mornings with Ryan and Beth. It is 6:11 on this Tuesday morning. I am looking forward to being, oh, I don't know what's the word, confused.
Educated.
There you go.
Educated.
We'll go with that.
What holidays are today?
Yeah.
What you could celebrate. Tell your friends.
I need something.
Share at the water cooler. Does anyone actually do that?
Do we have a water cooler?
We do not.
Okay.
Well, we do kind of.
We have a refrigerator.
We have the drinking fountain over there. All stand around and wait. No, we don't.
No, there's not a line.
No. So this is the what day is a game. It's April 29th. It is, yes, April 29th.
I was like, wow.
March? April? No, it's April.
Wow.
In fact, April's almost over.
Mm-hmm.
And there are some holidays today to celebrate.
Okay.
Of course there are. So I picked two that are real holidays, and then I made one up, and mm-hmm. Beth and you are going to guess which is the fake day, which is the one that Ryan made up.
Okay.
So we got National Shrimp Scampi Day.
Yum.
I know they're just sea bugs, but I don't care.
Sea bugs?
They're delicious.
Sea bugs?
If I just ruined them for you, I'm sorry.
They're delicious.
Same with lobster. I mean, they're just big sea bugs.
Yeah, well, when they're in melted butter like that.
Yeah. And then we have National Zipper Day.
Oh, very important.
On April 29th, 1913, Gideon Sunbeck of Hoboken, New Jersey, received a patent for the zipper.
Okay.
According to this.
All right. It just seems appropriate that it's from Hoboken. Hoboken, New Jersey. Nice.
And then National Yawning Day, celebrated annually.
Oh, I celebrate that all the time.
Yeah, I can make everyone celebrate it by just, yep, there we go. I want to do it. I want to yawn.
Mm-hmm. There, I celebrated.
Good way to get a little bit of extra oxygen. So,
yeah.
3 days here. One of them isn't real.
All right.
See if I can remember which isn't the fake one.
Yeah.
I'm pretty
sure. Better look it up there.
I'm pretty sure.
Okay. So, here's the thing.
Mm-hmm.
These are three things that I like. I love shrimp scampi. The zipper, very vital. You know, I have them on my jackets and other clothes. And, of course, yawning. Who doesn't like that? It's that precursor to sleep, you know?
You just can't stop doing it these days.
I know.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's a lot going on. Whew. But which day's not today?
Yeah. One of these isn't.
Huh. Oh, shrimp scampi is so delicious.
Isn't it, though?
It's so delicious.
Mm.
Now I am so hungry for it. Hmm. And it's a good food. It's a good food day kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
Zippers and yawning. Zippers and yawning.
None of these go together.
No,
I don't
they
know.
Don't. No, they don't. I think I'm going to go with National Yawning Day as the day you made up.
Woo-hoo. Okay. Way to start the day well.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yawning Day is November 10th.
There is a day?
There is a day, yes.
There is a yawning day.
There is a yawning day. It's November 10th.
I'm going to put that on my calendar right now.
I can hardly come up with a day that doesn't exist somewhere else. I think of one and then there it is. It still exists.
How did somebody come up with yawning day?
I think
they're like, I'm so bored.
There should be a day for this.
I should mark this on my calendar.
Oh, here's a real one.
Every day.
Oh, man.
Wow.
I am a little bit flabbergasted by the fact that the zipper was only invented in 1913. That seems recent. But it's true. So, I mean, before then, we were stuck with buttons and snaps. And
it's
not
still,
snaps.
It's still 112 years ago.
I guess. And if you've ever had small children, go with the little pajamas that have zippers, not buttons. Oh, takes forever. And the little thing won't, the little guy won't stop squirming, moving.
Okay.
Anyway, you'll just have to take, yeah, anyway.
And that's our public service announcement to you.
Hey, it's the truth. Here's Megan Woods, Kinship Radio, Mornings with Ryan and Beth.